Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're looking for somebody, it's like you're gonna be so, like I said, for a lack of better words, thirsty for a relationship or some companionship, when really we just have to learn to just be content with ourselves and just be patient, because you don't want someone that's not for you.
It's the girl CEO show. Run it up. Always on the grind. You already know what's up. Everything from dating to life in the business. Covering it all like a boss. Come and get this. It's the girl CEO show. Yeah.
Hey, best friends. Welcome to the Girl CEO show, where we empower women to be the CEOs of their businesses, their lives, and their homes. Today, I have the pleasure of sitting down with my good girlfriend, Kay Coleman.
Yes.
You know, the new last name is still kind of growing on me.
It
How
is.
You feeling?
I feel like a wife.
That's a wife now.
It feels amazing.
Congratulations.
Long time coming, girl. Lots of prayers.
Lots of prayers.
But we're here.
But we are here.
Yes.
You know, so much is happening and has happened for you.
Yes.
Over like the last 3 years. And let me be the first to say, like, let me give you your flowers. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you,
you know,
friend.
One of the things that I love is I just love to see women evolve.
Yeah.
You know, I remember back when you started your business and, you know, you got it all going and you were just trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And today, things are just like taking off.
Yes, it's coming together. Finally. It has been a journey, but it's coming together.
Yeah. So, Girl CEOs, Kay is a luxury extension educator who is taking the industry by storm. Kay, how did you get started with all of this? And how does it feel to be where you are right now?
It feels great. It just came, honestly. Like, the journey in being a luxury extension specialist, it just starts there. And when I became an expert at it, and I started to get a lot of people reaching out to me, asking me, like, what is this? Like, it was fairly new when I started doing luxury extensions. It was kind of like the hidden thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I see some white space here. So I jumped in, and I was like, I'm going to master this. First, like, that's all I thought about at first. I didn't think about teaching.
Got
I just
it.
Thought about just being great and mastering something. And I just wanted to make more money as a stylist. That's how it started. And then I started to get people reaching out to me, like, you know, what is that? Like, what's going on? And it wasn't till COVID, where we were locked in the house and I couldn't do hair, that I was like, maybe this is like the perfect time for me to put together a little video, put it out there, see if people, you know, gravitated towards it, and it went off during COVID. I mean, I made like $10,000 in a day, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. People really want to learn about this technique. So during COVID was when I realized that, okay, I really think I should take this seriously. And I got my cosmetology instructor's license years ago.
Yeah.
But didn't know that I was going to be teaching on this level. I thought I was just going to work at like a Paul Mitchell or a Veda when I got older and just was tired. So I was like, well, let me get my instructor's license before I get burnt out, yeah. You know, and not want to go back to school. And it's crazy because I feel like God sets you up in like mm-hmm. situations yeah. where it's like, you'll need it later, right? So I just had like my instructor's license in the holster, and I never thought that I would teach on my own platform. I thought I was going to be teaching in like a classroom setting.
Isn't it crazy how we kind of play small with mm-hmm. ourselves
yeah.
versus saying like, this is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have this platform. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be this brand. We always kind of say, I'll be working for this person. Yeah. Please, maybe, yeah. you know, yeah. versus like, oh no, I'm going to be working for mm-hmm. myself. I'm going to have my own brand.
Yeah.
And the business and the brand is exploding now. I'm yeah. watching so many people online who mm-hmm. are getting into the industry saying like they're training with you, they're learning from you. Mm-hmm. And let me just say this, the beauty industry is the most lucrative
right. like,
industry.
So much money in the beauty industry.
There is so much money in the yeah. beauty industry. But I want to, let's get into the backstory. Because I've watched you over the last 6 to 7 years yeah. Evolve into the woman that you are today. And it has just been a beautiful thing to watch. Let me start with saying, I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
Because you did not give up. So mm-hmm. where did you get started? You know, how did this all start before you became the successful woman you are today?
So I've been doing hair for 13 years, off and on. Really, because I've, like you said, tried a little bit of everything. I'm like, should I blog? You know, I kind of wore your clothes for your boutique at one point. So I was kind of just trying to find my way and what felt like natural for me. And I was in a relationship with this guy, and I was kind of like, you know, doing hair, and I was kind of mobile and just doing my thing. And it was okay. You know, I wasn't the happiest stylist, but I was content.
Yeah.
And it wasn't till I got into this crazy relationship with this guy. We will not say his name, okay? You know who you are. And it was just an eye-opening relationship. I wanted to, I guess, really create something for myself and for my children that was so independent of yeah. any guy that I could ever be with. And I wanted to, I really just started to pray over like certain words, because when you're like off your square, you're like, at this point, you're just trying to get back up again.
Of course.
So I started praying over like the word determination, because I was like, I want to be determined to do something.
Yeah.
Right. At first, I didn't know what it was. I'm like, I just want to be determined to do something that feels like it's for me. You know, I can stand on it. It's sustainable. I won't fall off, you know, because yeah. I'm like, this is not working. Mm-hmm. And as a single mom at the time of two, I was like, no, I have to figure this out. So I really just was sitting at the house, and I was applying for jobs, honestly, to work at a Paul Mitchell or a Veda. I was like, so now I have to just get a job, you know, because yeah. I was like, maybe that's sustainable, like something that just feels right. And I came across the luxury extensions, but I didn't have any clientele whatsoever, like wow. zero. Like, I had fell off completely, like, nobody calling my phone.
So at this point, you are completely starting from scratch.
$0, zero clients.
All right, ladies, listen to this. She is starting from scratch. Zero clients.
$0.
$0. And I want to kind of touch
That's
on this.
That's real life.
Because you started this conversation all with, I was in this relationship. You know who you are.
You do.
Why did you start it off that way? Do you feel like that relationship was weighing in on you?
Yeah, it was a very heavy situation, because I feel like I said, before I got in a relationship, I felt like I was successful in my own right. Wow. Like I was good, you know? I mean, today I wouldn't say that, but then I was like, I'm good. And then I just wanted love. So I was like, I think I was a little thirsty for love.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? different.
Let's talk about that.
I was a little thirsty.
Friend, let's talk about that. Because, you know, as women, we want to be successful. Mm-hmm. But I always say that success is just a very small portion mm-hmm. of your happiness.
Yes, for sure.
Because have you guys ever been successful in business but miserable?
Yeah.
Personally. Like things are just not going great. Yeah. I have, you know, people mm-hmm. don't say, but I have, mm-hmm. right? So to hear you say that is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, why do you feel like you were thirsty at that time?
Because I thought that was the piece of the puzzle that I was missing. Like I was like, okay, you know, I'm making enough money. Kids are good. I'm like, but I'm just so single and not ready to mingle. I was like, no, I just want to show them what love looks like. Just my little fairy tale.
Who is them?
My kids.
Okay, got it.
Just the kids. Okay. Like, literally, I have like a bubble. Not the people, just me and my family. I'm like, I wanted to show the children what love looked like. And the total success story for me was going to be business, you know, success and then personal success.
Okay.
And I felt like I was lacking that. So when this guy came into my life, I was like, okay, this could be, you know, this yeah. could be it, you know? So I'm like so thirsty for love, not necessarily him, but just love in general. And he was a very sweet guy in the beginning. And we knew each other prior to yeah. us dating. So I felt comfortable. So I let my guard down a lot faster. And then it just ended up being the worst relationship I've ever been in my entire life.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, wow, that. So I learned a lot, too, because I feel like, and I never, like, regret any of my experiences because I always come out
we
on top and
them.
Learning something.
Yeah, we learn
like,
from
a
them.
Lot. So I was like, okay, so never be thirsty again. That's for one. You know, slow it down. Keep your eyes peeled. See all the signs, you know, and really, you have to go into a relationship with different intentions than just wanting love. Like, you have to love yourself first. So when I came out of it, I said, okay, this is a me issue, and wow. I need to really work on loving myself totally whole so that I can go into this next relationship, because I know it's coming. I know God wants somebody for me. I know I'm not supposed to be single.
So let's kind of talk on that part there, because I think that as young girls, you know, we are raised in a way where we are always glorifying mm-hmm. that there's a prince coming to save the princess, mm-hmm. right? There has always been the Snow White. There has always been the Cinderella. And I'm hearing so many women say that they've had success, but they don't feel accomplished because they don't have that relationship status, yeah. right? They don't have the boyfriend, or they have friends that are wives and they feel, mm-hmm. you know, less of. How do you feel that impacts women initially while trying to grow a business when they're not in that relationship? Does it create that thirst? How did that impact you?
I think that it really starts with, like you said, your mindset and kind of your upbringing and your support system and the type of people around you. Because when you feel like you've checked off all of your boxes, mm-hmm. when I think that the issue is that we think we've checked all of our boxes, but we haven't checked
you
all
think.
Of our boxes. Yeah, you thought you checked off all of your boxes, but you didn't. And I think that's kind of where I was. I was like, I did all that I'm supposed to do. Like, where is my guy, you know? When really, because I hadn't really checked off of that self-love box.
Wow. You weren't attracting.
Yeah, it wasn't the right time. It wasn't the right guy. Like I said, you see signs and you kind of sweep them under the rug because you're not self-aware and you don't really know your value yet, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, in order for you to really find, or not even find, it's going to come. It's not something you can look for. You can't be like walking around with like beady eyes, like looking for this guy. And I think a lot of women do that. They're like, where is he?
Like putting themselves
out online.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no,
he's going to literally just come.
Yeah.
It really is that random, in my opinion. You're going to be somewhere doing something, not looking for that guy. And then he's going to come across you. Because when you're looking for somebody, it's like you're going to be so, like I said, for a lack of better words, thirsty yeah. for a relationship or some companionship. When really we just have to learn to just be content with ourselves and just be patient, because you don't want someone that's not for you. And essentially, I feel like a lot of women are in relationships that really aren't for them. And they either settle, you know, either for like status reasons, where it's like, you're not really happy, but you like the title. Like, oh, I got a man. I'm like, but girl, are you happy though? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because you genuinely want to be happy. And I'm genuinely happy. And I know that I'm happy because I learned to love myself first. Like, I was actually really happy single. Wow. I became to the point where I was just like, oh, I'm good, you know?
Like, are you really happy single?
I was really happy single. Like, I always still knew that there was someone out there for me, but I was not looking for him. Again, I was far from thirsty. I was turning people down. I'm like, no, red flag, red flag, red flag. Like, if I'm dating somebody and I don't like the way he treated me, I will cut it off. Like, for sure. So fast. And they were like, whoa, like, she's not playing.
So what do you think women should be focused on?
I think we should just be focused on ourselves. Like, you really want to be whole for your relationship. Because even when I was in a relationship, I would put a lot of that pressure on him to, like, fulfill me or, like, make me happy. And, you know, I feel like it's a lot of pressure for the guys, too. Like, if you're not, like, they're not your... my man is my bestie, but they're not necessarily supposed to be like your best friend, your make you happy every day. Like, every day isn't going to be a happy day. Like,
that's for sure.
It's relationships are hard.
They are.
Like, it's and not easy. I'm like, y'all rushing to get into this?
Yeah, they require work, and people don't realize
that.
Yeah,
it's not
especially if you're dealing with someone who's grown a business or they're really focused on their career and you are really focused on your career as well. It's going to require some work to kind of keep that thing going. So you were in that situation. You were like, okay, I got to find myself. I got to get myself together. You start focusing on yourself and your home during COVID, because you've had your business for quite a few years, way before COVID.
Yeah.
I remember you, you know, growing your business about 6 to 7 years ago, and really getting to a place where you're like, this is not working.
Yeah.
And then you spend years trying to build and grow your business. And then COVID happens. You have this time to yourself.
It was so necessary. Oh my God. I know it wasn't amazing for a lot of people, but it was great for some people, and I need it. I'm like, I literally be like, we need another quarantine. Like, it was amazing for me. It really was the quiet time that I needed to, like, really hear from God and be like, what am I supposed to do next? And, like, when you're so busy, it's like, it's hard to really have that quiet time. And it was during that time that I felt like my business changed completely for the better.
So tell everyone about your brand.
So my brand is a luxury extension business. We have a hair company, essentially. And then there's like a whole bunch of things that are happening underneath the umbrella of being a hair company. So we don't just sell hair. We do hair. We educate. We supply hair to stylists all over the U.S. And we do ship overseas as well. But ultimately, I have focused my day-to-day on educating.
Yeah.
Because I felt like when I became successful, again, in my own right, and it was a next level of success, I was like, oh, and this is what success looks like? And I even still feel like there's more success, obviously, for me. But I was like, I have to tell somebody about this. Because this, for me, was something that I could have never foresaw for myself. Like you said, we're just kind of like, I mean, if I can just, you know, be able to feed the kids and not have to call my baby daddy for anything, like, life is good.
Yeah.
And then when God showed me that that was just not even close to what he could do for me, when I saw that next level of success, I was like, I want to tell more people about this so that they can too be successful. So initially, I wanted to make sure that I was kind of reaching back and telling other people about this new level of success. Because as a stylist for 13 years, I 100% knew there was other stylists out there that were making the average, which for a stylist is like $5,000 a month.
Okay.
And that's on average. And they're comfortable with that. They can pay their rent, they can pay their car note, and, you know, they can go out to eat every now and then and buy a bag once a year. Life is good to them. But then when you show someone that there's so much more in the beauty industry, because it's a $1 billion industry. And we're only thinking as a stylist that we can only get like this little slice because we're behind the chair and this is all we can do. And, you know, we're more givers than we are anything else in the service industry. And I was really trying to bridge the gap between being a service provider and making a lot of money and really changing my family's lifestyle.
And this is really important because there are so many people who are in service-based industries, even outside of hair, that are trying to gain and get their time back.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, you called me one day, you're like, Ronnie, like, I am exhausted. Yeah. I have to figure this out. What would you have done differently? You know, now you have a seven-figure business. You're shipping internationally. You're a teacher. You're working with students, thousands of students all over the world. If you could have done it over again, what would you tell people who are in any service is service?
Yeah.
And service is not easy.
I would definitely try to broaden just your mindset and like what your future can look like, because it can start in the service industry, but then your service industry position can turn into you now owning the entire company and offering jobs to other people who are in the service industry. So I feel like when you like something or you love something, because I love the beauty industry, I love being a stylist, I love clients and the camaraderie and the whole thing. So when you love something and you feel like something's missing, because you know, like you get that feeling where it's like, I love it here, but something's missing. I feel like you have to just really think about how you can take that concept and just expand that vision, you know? And I think multiple streams of income is the number one thing that I've always been drawn to. It's like, this can't be the only way I'm making money. You know, there has to be another
way. And I also tell entrepreneurs, and I'm going to tell you girl CEOs, that when we say multiple streams of income, we are not always talking about going to start five different businesses.
No, always.
What we are talking about is figuring out five different ways to monetize your existing business, because sometimes we are not getting everything out of our business that we can get out of our business, and we're not looking at it on a bigger scale. You know, I tell my students all the time, stop playing small, right? Think big. Think bigger, right? Think 10 years down the line. Think 20 years down the line, because you just never know what that could potentially look like. And, you know, you had to get to a place mentally. I'm really stressing right now the mental transition that had to happen for you to get to a place where you were locked in and focused on your goals. Now, healthy relationships are a win. But often we see, you know, women really having a hard time focusing on their goals because they are in unhealthy relationships. Do you feel like once you got in a space where you were 100% focused on you, you disconnected from an unhealthy situation? Ladies, listen to this part. How did your life and business evolve?
It definitely evolved. And it's crazy because it evolved rather quickly once I left. And again, I'm a Sagittarius. I don't know if any of you guys are, but when we have a breakup,
Aquarius,
it's like,
I'm an Aquarius.
Listen, it takes
Sagittarius.
Takes me like maybe 2 weeks to get over you. 2 weeks. And I'm like,
so is
okay.
That how Sagittarius are? Like, they get over people really quick?
Yes. Okay. And my husband is nervous. I said, don't be nervous. You're good. You're good. But it's like when you're in it, we love hard and we give it our everything. But then when we're done, it's like, okay. It literally took me about 2 weeks to just stop crying and being depressed and saying, you know what? I got to get up, get out, and get myself back.
Shout out to the ladies. I only need 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I'm soft. I'm emotional. That's 2 weeks
is all you're going to get. And then I'm back. Okay. Like I never left. So, I really started to, like you said, I started to think bigger. Because I was thinking small, literally, I was. I was thinking for, like, the day or, like, that month or just, like you said, it was just one income stream. I wanted to just have, like, this one situation. And then once I got out of that relationship, it's like my mind just opened up. And honestly, because I had no clients, no money, I literally left with zero. I got up and I went and got a job at Ulta Beauty making, like, $10 an hour. It was so hard, but I said, I have to get up and go to work. Like,
best friends, we have to touch on that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you are starting over, you are going to have to do some stuff mm-hmm. that you don't want to do.
Yes.
You're going to have to humble yourself. Mm-hmm. And listen, if you don't humble yourself, God will humble you. Right?
Really fast.
Really quick.
Yeah.
But sometimes he'll test you just to see if you are willing mm-hmm. to humble yourself, mm-hmm. to do some things that you're uncomfortable with, because it's not always going to be pretty.
Right.
Like, that had to take a lot out of you. Like, let me start over. Let me go get a job.
I felt like a baby.
How much were you making at Ulta?
$10 an hour.
How much?
$10. It was so bad. I had to move in with my mom, first of all. Me and the kid, it was that bad.
That part.
I couldn't afford any bills.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed, when I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When me and my ex broke up, I just left one day. I said, you know, I'm not coming back. I took literally a small bag of clothes that had my children's uniforms in it, and I never went back.
Listen, life happens.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Life happens, and no one talks about that mm-hmm. shit, right? There are going to be moments where you're going to have to start from scratch. Mm-hmm. You can be up one day yeah. and literally lose mm-hmm. it all, and yeah. you have to start over. So let me just give you... Let me celebrate you, sis. Starting over.
More flowers.
We got any more flowers?
We need
over.
More flowers.
We need more. Somebody go get the flowers. Starting over from nothing. Mm-hmm. You had to move back into your mama's house
yes.
as an adult.
It, like you said, life will humble you if you want.
Life will humble.
All right. Okay. Whoa.
Life will yeah. humble you. You move back into your mom's house. You go work a job that's paying $10
an hour. And they worked me. You hear me?
Did they work you?
They sense? Worked me. I was like, wow. And it's crazy because when you've been an entrepreneur and you were successful and then you go work for $10 an hour and you're living at your mom's house and I'm literally there because it's like an outer body experience, honestly.
How did you feel in that moment?
Okay, girl. I was like, I'm better than this. Like in my mind, I'm like, mm-hmm. this is beneath me. I'm like, you are so much better than this. But I will tell you, I had to wear makeup to go there.
Wow.
I had to do my hair. Wow. So it forced me to like get dressed. So I really do appreciate that time I spent there, because even though it paid me pennies on the dollar and I knew that this was going to be a temporary situation, that I knew for sure. I said, well, this isn't going to last long. Mm-hmm. But it did give me an opportunity to start back talking to people, you know, trying to figure out my jam. And I actually convinced them, the manager there, to allow me to do extensions, because they weren't offering extensions at Ulta. They were wow. just doing like blowouts and color. And I was like, listen, we got to start doing extensions in here, because if I'm going to transition over to commission one day, like, this blowout situation is not going to work. I'm like, I'm not going to make it up. So she actually called corporate. They put extensions on the book. So I started recruiting, like, luxury extension clients at Ulta.
Wow. So let's really tap in on that really quick. Sometimes you have to ask for what you want. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's really interesting is, like, God has such a crazy sense of humor.
He does. He's
like, hilarious. You're like, this is beneath me. Yeah. I don't want to do this. I'm making $10 an mm-hmm. hour. I'm living with my mama. I have two kids. This can't be my life right now. I'm an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. People don't realize how hard entrepreneurship is. Instagram makes it look so
easy. A journey, honey. It is a constant journey.
And I talk to women all the time, and I'm like, so what you gonna do? They're like, yeah, so I'm quitting my job next month. I make $100,000 a year. I don't know how I'm gonna figure this out, but I'm leaving. And I'm like, what? No, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that we are set up.
Yeah, you got to test it out.
You got to test it out. Because this is not to be played with. Mm-mm. You will end up back at your mama's house.
Yeah, it's not for the week.
With your kids, starting over from scratch. And I feel like it's an irresponsible thing to do when you have to end up putting that pressure and that responsibility on someone in your family because you walked away from a consistent income. And you have dependents. Yeah. Like, when you have children, you got to move a little different, right?
You be prepared for entrepreneurship, for sure. Especially when you have, like you said, a good paying job and stability. You don't want to transition out and be unstable.
For sure.
Like, come on now. It's got to, definitely got to balance out 100%.
So you start working at Ulta. You convince them to put extensions on the books. You start taking extension clients. And how does your life change from there?
It was crazy because I started to recruit, like, girls that were, like, walking around. I'm like, I do extensions. You know? Because I'm like, that sounds better for me because it's more me. So I'm like, I do extensions. They was like, wait, y'all doing extensions back here? I'm like, yes, I'm the extension specialist. I started calling myself the extension specialist. Girl, I gave myself a title, honey.
Give yourself a title.
I was like, I'm an extension specialist. No, I said, I'm Ulta's new extension specialist.
Okay.
So I had kind of like, you know, the clout from Ulta because everybody was shopping in there. So I was like, how do I make this, like, make this better? Like, this has to be a thing because why am I here?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm the new Ulta extension specialist. You know, you come see me in the back. So I literally would recruit girls.
Promoting yourself.
Literally all the time.
All day.
Literally, if I wasn't doing hair, they was like, go around and try to get people's numbers. You had to network. So I was really learning a lot about networking, practicing, just how to, like, you know, get people to the back, do, like, soft consultations. So I was really, like, again, not really knowing that this is happening right now. I'm just trying to figure out, like, how can I make the best of this situation? Because if I'm going to be here, I got to really try to figure this out.
And if you want to be successful, you are going to have to promote yourself.
Yeah, and they force you to. They had to do, like, calls. It was,
life,
like, protocol.
Force you to.
Yeah, they were like, you have to call these people and follow up with them. I'm like, okay. Like, I do all these things. And now these are the same practices we do in my business now. So I'm, like, learning and seeing all these things. So I built a small clientele of extension clients. So I actually only stayed at Ulta for 30 days.
30 days.
30 days. That's all I had for them. And I felt like I had, like, a nice little clientele of girls who wanted to get their extensions done. And I was like, I'm taking y'all with me. And they said, we will go wherever you
don't
go.
Don't sue her Ulta.
Please don't. Right. That was definitely on the do not do list. Was taking
But you know what? Let me just say this. Relationships are so important.
Yeah.
And I think so many of us take that for granted. You know, we don't realize that it's really not about just getting a quick sale or making a quick dollar, you know, or let me get this person in here really, really quick. It's about nurturing that relationship. It's about getting to know people. It's about people feeling comfortable with you where they don't want to go anywhere else because they only want to work with you. And it doesn't matter what type of business you're in.
Right.
If you develop that relationship with your clients, if you're following up with them, if you're checking on them, if you're solving problems for them, if you take, you know, interest in their personal life, their birthdays, holidays, just acknowledging the small things, those little acts of kindness, they go a very long way in business.
Yeah.
So you leave Ulta.
I did. And I had nowhere to go. Literally, I still didn't have enough money for, like, a salon suite or booth rent.
So you still playing out here, okay?
I was still out here playing in these streets. But I came up with this concept, like I said, over 30 days.
Okay.
Of taking the show on the road. I said, I'm going to do luxury concierge services.
Okay.
With the extension business. So
all right.
I was like, you know, I don't want to do hair at my house because, you know, I don't have a house, right? So you can't come to my house. I was like, so I'll go to their houses.
Okay.
And I turned it into a whole thing. I had a photo shoot over the course of those 30 days when I was at Ulta.
So how important is documenting the content?
Yeah, I mean,
do you feel like the content is what really blew it up?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's like content is currency. Like without content, it's like, is it really happening? And, you know, that's the world we live in now. It's like if you're not capturing the moment, it's like it didn't happen. So
okay.
I created like this content. I had a content day, is what mm-hmm. I call it, of simulating luxury in-home experiences.
Wow. So you set up a camera.
I set up a camera. It was my iPhone, right? Mind you, I had got some models. You know, I put my brand on everything. So it said like luxury concierge business. And my friend had a really nice house. And I was like, let's just shoot it at your house if you don't mm-hmm. mind. Let's get some models in there. And I'm going to just act like I'm doing their hair just to create like the vibe.
The promo video.
Yeah, it's like a promo, right? And I'm going to let all my clients know that I have now that I'm going to start traveling to them. And they really couldn't wait. They was like, oh my God, thank God. Like they really gravitated towards the concept because a lot of them were high end anyway. And they didn't want to leave the house and go to the salon. I was like, I'll come to you. I mean, they're all over the city. Alpharetta, Lathonia. I'm talking about, I'm all over
so
the
place. So you're in Georgia,
by the way.
She's in Atlanta.
I'm in Georgia. All over Georgia, by the way. I was all over Georgia. I had an Acura, and I'm saying I put that baby to work. You hear me?
She put some miles on that.
I put some miles on her. But it did really well. Again, I wasn't really happy still, but I felt like I was getting back
to
like
making some myself.
Progress. I'm making more money now. I'm an entrepreneur again.
Yeah.
You know, I got to build, you know, a loyal clientele of women who genuinely wanted me in their homes. And I really appreciated them for letting me in their homes because, like, we're no longer, like, in a salon environment. So, like, they trusted me to come to their houses. And it was really just the referrals from the small group of women that I did have that really started booming. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm literally, like, high-rises, mini mansions. I'm, like, in
everywhere.
And I'm just looking around and I'm like,
it's inspiring.
It is. I was like, wow, I want to be living like this. Yes. Like, what do I have to do to get this type of house
exactly.
and this type of car? So it was definitely inspiring. And I felt like I just had a really good network of women who genuinely wanted to help me. They were like trying to invest in me. They were like, wow, you are just so dope. Like, what can we do
to help you? And sometimes we don't realize that there are people out there that really want to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people out there that genuinely want to support us and refer us to people. You know,
yeah.
I hear people talking all the time online, like, you know, people don't support their friends.
Yeah.
And my clapback to that is, like, the problem is you are too focused on your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Stop focusing on your friends. Focus on the people who you don't know.
Yes.
Focus on building those new relationships.
Yeah, fresh.
We can't expect our friends to build our businesses,
mm-hmm.
right? We have to build our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great if our friends supported us, but we have to stop putting the pressure
mm-hmm.
on our friends to the point where we feel like they are supposed to revive.
They're probably going to be the last
businesses.
Person to support you because they're your friends.
Yeah.
And they know you kind of like this. So they're
yeah.
like, I mean, call me when it pops off. Like, call me for the grand opening.
And that's normally how
yeah,
it works
it
sometimes.
Is. You have
know,
to
you
accept
have people
it.
That support you from the beginning.
Yeah.
But then you have people that they see, that, okay, this is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are supporting. Let me go ahead and show that support
yeah.
now. But you can't, and I want to just stress this, girl CEOs, do not put the pressure on your friends.
Yeah, definitely.
Let them organically come around.
Mm-hmm.
Girl CEO, let them see what you are doing, all right? And they will come around,
they will.
And they will support you, and that's okay. And if they don't, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I see so many people like trashing their friends and breaking up with their relationships because they don't feel like they supported
mm-hmm.
them in the beginning. And I just feel like we have to lower expectations
yeah,
in that area
for sure.
and just put our heads down
mm-hmm.
and get to work.
Yeah.
It's simple.
I mean, that's that is the advice of all advice, because it's not about your friends. It's about you. And like you said, they'll come around or not, but either way, it's not about them, you know?
Yeah.
And like you said, you shouldn't put that much pressure on them either, because as a friend myself to another friend who comes to me about their business ideas, I'm like, call me when you get it going. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm not going to just sit down and help you build your business. I hope that's not why you came over, because I have my own business I'm building. I'll, you know, support you in any way that I can, but I'm still looking for you to show me as a friend that you have what it takes to build the business. You know what I'm saying? Because nothing comes easy.
For sure.
Nothing comes easy.
And another thing that I liked about this journey is that you had to go back and pivot several times. Mm. And I want our listeners to hear that part, because sometimes we start in a certain space in our business and we think, okay, this is it. You know, this is how it's supposed to be ran. You know, this is how it's supposed to go. This is it. If it doesn't work out this way, then I need to completely shut it down and I need to venture out and I need to go into something else because this isn't working. Mm-hmm. Sometimes what you have does work. You just have to make it work a different way. So you start going to these homes, you're in mansions, you're in, you know, luxury apartment buildings, you're running around
like a chicken.
And y'all know I am not one for like this busy kind of business work.
Girl, all right? I'm saying I was all over the place.
So I'm assuming that you had another come to Jesus moment.
Always.
And you were like, I can't be Uber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely a come to Jesus moment. And again, what you said earlier, I think is really true for my situation, was that I think he was just testing, like, how far are you willing to go? Like, how many times are you willing to try?
How bad do you want it?
Yeah, how bad do you want it? Like, are you willing to drive all over the city? Are you willing to go work for $10 an hour? Like, what you got? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I always tell people, too, like, give it all you have, and then I promise you it gets easier because he starts to work on your behalf. Like, I feel like I worked so hard trying to figure it out that now it's just like, whew, like, he got me, honey. You know what I'm saying?
So what happened from there?
I started to make enough money to get a booth. Jesus, won't he do it? I was like, okay, I can get a booth. So I started to get, this what really catapulted me trying to get a booth, because at first I was just, you know, thugging it out. And then I started to get people from out of town that wanted me to do their hair. And I'm like, oh wow. So now I don't have a place to do it because they're traveling to me, which that has never happened until I started doing luxury extensions. No one really traveled to get their ponytails done or a sew-in.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, people are trying to fly in. This is different.
This is new. This is changing.
So I hit up a guy who owned the salon and I was like, can I just rent like a station when I have a client that flies in? Because again, I still didn't want to like lock in because my other clientele was so used to me coming to them. They're so spoiled rotten.
This is a bar. let's make sure that we highlight this part. Mm-hmm. So you don't rush into getting a large amount of overhead, because I see people make that mistake a lot. Like, okay, I'm going to go get a building for $3,000. I don't know how I'm going to pay this rent. And I'm just going to see how this works. But you did something different. You're like, okay, I see you have this space. How much would you charge me to rent this booth for the day?
That's all I got for you right now.
I like that.
It was a day rate, honey.
What's the day rate?
It was $75 a day, which I thought was perfect because I was charging like $7.99, $6.99 when I first started doing luxury extensions. So I was like, oh, I say less, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, I got this. So for the day, I'll call you and let you know when I need the space. And he had multiple stations. So he was like, just whenever you need
me. No agreement.
No,
nothing.
We're not locked in. He's like, just call me. $75 a day. Cash app it to me. It's all yours.
I like that.
So I was like, perfect. So whenever I would get a client from out of town, I would then book it for the day. And then I was like, okay, this works. And then I moved here after that became like, I'm like, financially, it didn't make sense anymore because I was paying $10 a day, but I was there too often.
Yeah.
And it made more sense to do it weekly then, because I'm like, hey, so I got a girl. I got to come tomorrow. He was like, I got a girl. I was like, I mean, literally $75 a day is making no sense to you anymore. So I waited until that became the case. And I was like, so do I want to rent from him completely or do I want to invest in a bigger space? And that's kind of when I took that leap of faith. And I said, okay, I think I'm ready now. I think that if I step out on faith, that I'll start to attract more clients. I can create my own environment, because that was another thing too. I couldn't control the environment in his space, and I wanted this luxury client, but his salon was not luxurious.
Yeah. And I want to stress this. This is just the beauty and growth, because sometimes we're rushing and we want to jump in. I jump out there and we want to get these, you know, big buildings and, you know, we want to have.
Yeah, you want what you want.
Yeah, we want to have this place. We're like, this is mine. Mm-hmm. And it feels good. Mm-hmm. But you know what doesn't feel good is when that rent is due. When that rent is due, it doesn't feel good.
It don't add up.
So mm-hmm. I want to stress, like, you have to allow your business to push you into the next level.
Yeah.
Right? You don't need to try to put yourself in a position where your business is not there yet. Allow it to grow. Mm-hmm. Allow it to push you into that space. So then you go and you make enough money where you're like, okay, now I have so much income coming in. It's time for me to transition out. You transition out, you open this place.
Yes. So here we are.
We are here.
We're here.
At Kay's actual location. We're going to give you guys like a little tour.
Again, I had to, I think this is another thing people have struggled with too. I had to let go of all of my concierge clients because they were like, so you're not coming to me anymore. I was like, no, I have a space. Like, come to me. And they were like, no, you know, they are not going to come with you.
That's another pivot.
I was like, okay, so they're not going to come to me. And I probably had one girl come just for support, but then I guess she never came back because they were so, I mean, again, that was what it was. They were like, you come to me. And I was coming to them 9 o'clock at night before they go to dinner dates with their husband. So I was just at their beck and call. Yeah. And now I'm like, I have a 1 o'clock. If you want to come get that slot, they're like, girl, no. So starting over for me has been like the story of my life.
Wow.
Like, I've been open to starting over, especially when I know that the start over is like a better vision. I'm like, I don't want that anymore anyway. You know, it's like letting go of what was and being okay with that. Cause I know a lot of my students, they struggle. They say like, I'm a braider, but I don't want to do braids anymore. I'm like, but why are you still taking braid clients? You know, like you're still holding on to something you're saying you don't want, but you're not letting it go. Like you have to just release it. Stop letting them pull you by the ankles, like let it go. So when I, you know, told them I had a space now, come see me. They didn't. I said, okay, it's fine. I had already, like you said, kind of transitioned over, like kind of doing like the Tuesdays and Wednesdays here and then the Thursdays and Fridays over there. So I was like, it's fine. You know, the price point was so much higher on this side. I was like, I don't even really want to deal with that anyway. So yeah, when I opened up my space, I feel like I started to get more people. It was like, it was just my time. I really just felt like it was just my time.
And sometimes you have to wait until it is just your time.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's other people's time.
Yeah, it's just not your time.
And it's not your time.
Yeah.
It's your time to just do the work.
Mm-hmm.
It's your time to not look to the left or the right. It's your time to put your head down. It's your time to not expect recognition, edification, applause.
It's a process.
Any of that stuff. Just do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, it will be your time.
Yeah, I have been through a lot. I mean, we've already pivoted like 5 times in this conversation.
Yes. I'm like, this
so I'm like, we was like this. I'm like,
but
it was my time.
You know what I'm so proud of? Like, after so much change, anybody else would have just given up.
Yeah.
Today, you have a multi-million dollar business, and you're shipping products all over the world. You're traveling all over the world, teaching and educating. And that is because you continue to persevere.
Yeah. And I mean, of course, I didn't see that. Mind you, I'm just here, just trying to do some hair. I'm like, you can't see the future.
You can't.
You can't. I mean, even if you plan for, like you said, God has a sense of humor. You're like, oh, all those plans you had, and he could just ball it all up and throw it in the trash. So it's like, we really can't see. You just have to keep going, and you have to just stay the course. And that is something for sure I've always done, is just, like, it has to get better. Like, it can't get worse. Like, it just kept getting better and kept getting better.
The pivot.
And then, yeah, I'm like, I'm just going to have to just... you know, and I mean, I do it all the time. It's like I said, it's my middle name. I'm good for a pivot, like literally, but within my industry. So, you know, like you said earlier, it's like, I'm not just like, okay, so let me go do this. Let me go do that. I'm like, no, what can we do in this industry to make this work? Like, how can we make more money? How can we, you know, create more jobs, or how can we educate more? Like, it's always within the industry because I just love it here.
Yeah. And it's not always about changing in the industry or changing your field. Sometimes it's about maximizing what you already have.
Yeah, what you already have.
What you already have. So you come here, your business explodes.
It does.
You know, and it's like everything is kind of happening for you.
Yeah, it was really good. I was just a stylist then, though, still not doing any of the other things. I was just making a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it was different for me, so I gave it my all. Mind you, I'm still living with my mom. I have not created more overhead for myself because now I have this space. So I'm still living with my mom.
Girl CEO gym. That's what we're going to start with. Girl CEO
still at home.
Gym. So you stay down.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.